SBS
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 SBS Radio.
Kasama ko ngayon si Dr. Samantha Solon-Biet mula Charles Perkins Center ng University of Sydney at ating pag-uusapan ang tinatag na Fountain of Youth Hormone. Magandang araw.
Magandang araw po.
Salamat sa panahon mo, Dr. Solon-Biet.
Thank you.
Una sa lahat, ang Charles Perkins Center ay naging abala nitong mga huling mga panahon sa pagsusuri at pag-aaral ng tinatag na Fibroblast Growth Factor 21 o FGF21.
Yes.
Mas kilala sa Fountain of Youth Hormone.
Yes, that's correct.
So ano yung Fountain of Youth Hormone?
So FGF21 is a very interesting hormone because it's been shown actually to play a really important role in influencing appetite, so hunger, as well as improving metabolic health, immunity, and in studies of mice has even extended lifespan. So the interesting thing about FGF21 is we can use diet to increase FGF21, and that's what we've shown in our study.
So yung FGF21, o mas kilala rin na Fountain of Youth Hormone, ay na-produce siya sa katawan natin.
Yes, it's produced mostly in the liver.
At na-produce siya sa pamamagitan ng pagkain ng mga high-carbohydrate, low-protein diet?
Yes, exactly. Our study is showing that diets that were low in protein and high in carbohydrate was the most effective diet to increase this miracle hormone, FGF21.
So parang ano siya, no? Taliwas siya sa mga ibang mga diet na ini-encourage yung low-carb diet, high-protein.
Yes, it's very different. You're talking about yung paleo diet, diba? Na medyo high-protein, low-carbohydrate.
Yes.
Our studies are definitely showing, at least in mice, no, na the exact opposite is probably better for late life health and longevity. So this is for your health when you're older, not so much when you're young.
So ano yung older?
So in mice, it was about mid to late life. So I guess you would say you could be 60 years old and up if you were to look in humans.
Kung medyo retirable age ka na.
Mas yeah, maganda pwede. Retirable age, exactly.
High-carb diet.
Yes.
At liliwanagin natin na ang pag-aaral na ito ay ginawa ninyo sa mga daga.
Yes.
So hindi pa siya na papag-aralan o nasusubukan sa tao. Pero nabanggit mo na meron kayong mga ebidensya na natagpuan rin sa mga tao?
Yes, that's correct. We've actually published studies before in humans, and we're seeing that the humans respond very similar to mice, no? So when the humans eat a low-protein, high-carbohydrate diet, FGF21 also goes up. So it's also important to say that when we say carbohydrate, we don't mean, you know, eating a lot of donuts or pasta or pizza. The type of carbohydrate is also very important. So if we are looking at, for example, one of the longest lived populations in the world, which is the people of Okinawa in Japan, their diets are very high in vegetables and sweet potato and not as much rice and also definitely not as much meat or fats. And this population is not only the most longest lived, but also less chance of cardiovascular disease and some types of cancers. So when we say higher carbohydrate, it's probably safest to have a diet that's high in fiber with slowly digested carbs that will promote the health of your gut.
Akala ko pa naman, sabihin ko na pwedeng-pwede na akong kumain ng maraming donut at kanin.
Sana, no?
So, ibig sabihin, good carbohydrates pa rin.
Yes, exactly. So, complex carbs, so like vegetables, whole grains, barley, brown rice, and oats, not the fast sugars that you get from junk food.
Yung tinatag nilang low GI pa rin.
Yes, exactly. Low GI. So all these low GI foods are these slow process complex carbohydrates. So we didn't look at low GI in our mice, but we're seeing that definitely the higher carbohydrate and low protein, that specific combination, most elevates FGF21. And this has important implications maybe for future studies in humans looking at FGF21 and health.
At nabanggit mo nga sa pag-aaral para sa hinaharap, mayroong mga ebidensya na maaaring makatulong ito sa pagharap o pagpapagamot ng diabetes?
Yes, exactly. So at the moment, there are many groups, not our group, investigating how they can use FGF21 and make it into a drug so that they can treat diabetes and cardiovascular disease.
At pwede rin siyang tinitingnan para sa obesity.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
So, sa mahalagang pag-aaral na ito, maaari nating masabi na yung ginawa ninyong pagsubok sa mga mice o daga, maaari rin siyang matularan ng mga tao.
I think so, yes, for future studies for sure. Because the more we understand about FGF21, diba, the more we can actually target it in terms of drugs and also look at how diet affects it so that we can help people live longer, healthier lives. But the first step for us is to understand more about FGF21. Why does diet turn on or activate FGF21? And that's going to be a really important step in how we translate to humans.
At sana mahanap natin ang kasagutang yan sa malapit na panahon.
Yes.
Maraming
exactly.
Salamat, Dr. Samantha Solon Biet mula Charles Perkins Center ng University of Sydney.
Salamat po.